This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
All right, everybody, we're doing it. Phone's in the middle of the table.
Okay.
Okay. Aaron, put your phone. No last minute checking your socials.
Phone's in the middle. I want to check the weather. What if it rains?
Phone's in the middle. Okay, so we all know how this works. The first person who touches their phone has to pay for the whole dinner for everybody at dinner.
Cell phone roulette.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cell phone roulette. Now, I do have to say, there was a hurricane on the East Coast.
What?
It's
where I'm from.
Yeah. And there was a tornado.
Oh.
And I want to say, and I always get this wrong, I want to say Gurnee, Illinois. No, it's not that.
Kissimmee, St.
Gurnee. Yeah, it's Kissimmee, yeah, Gurnee, yeah.
Where Six Flags is.
It's where Six Flags was.
Was?
Well, we just don't know. We just don't.
Wait.
No. Oh,
are
waiter?
You making this up?
I'll have the 40 steaks, please. Oh, it's just individual steaks at this restaurant? Well, I guess just give me 40 orders of the individual steak.
JPC's back eating meat just to screw one of us financially?
And waiter, can you check on my car full of hungry dogs? Oh, they're still very hungry? And the windows are down, so it's okay before we get a bunch of emails?
Paddle, I'm starting to think he planned this dinner just to feed his hungry dogs for free.
Yeah, this is really weird. So the rules were whoever touches their phone first?
Yeah, that's the rule. And it's actually not a plan. It's just a nice, normal dinner. Unlike when you guys threw me that intervention for being addicted to pornography.
That was an intervention, not a dinner.
It was. Yeah, well, why was I eating?
I don't know. You DoorDash Burger King to your intervention for porn like 40 minutes in.
Aaron? Did I? Show me the DoorDash. Show me the DoorDash receipt.
Don't do it, Aaron.
Don't touch your phone.
Well, JPC, I just heard that there's an avalanche in Indianapolis.
My precious Indianapolis? No! Wait, JPC! Be strong, you fool!
And wait, Aaron, did you say avalanche? I better take a look.
Oh, no, Adel.
Close call.
Wow. Who's it going to be? We all have our own motivations for wanting to touch our phones.
I just heard that Mariah sent you a cute picture of your baby, JPC. Bet your baby looks really cute.
Oh, I forget what my baby looks like.
This is the least attempt at JPC's bidden so far.
Oh, no. Try to remember.
Adel, I heard that there's a sale on plaid shirts at the Chicago Improv plaid store.
Joke's on you, Aaron. I have a bot set up to buy any plaid that's on the internet.
And Aaron, I heard the jerkster called and they're running out of you.
What are we doing? Also, Adel, if you can afford to do that, you could afford to pay for dinner.
No, I already gave the waiter my credit card. I just wanted to play the game. Wait, JPC's on his iPad.
We didn't say anything about iPads.
He's an iPad kid. He can't sit at a dinner without his iPad.
It's where all my porn is.
Wait, you're watching Cocomelon. Whatever that is.
Well, JPC, that's a fun fact about the show. Can we tell people the whole time we record, JPC's on his iPad watching YouTube videos about Minecraft? The whole time we record, because he's bored otherwise.
I don't know how these kids can get so good at building the Minecraft. I'm always recording a podcast and my minds are shit. These kids, they spend 10, 12 hours a day doing all their Minecrafts.
I heard that in Minecraft, you can find a library with every book ever written. Is that true?
That's the Library of Alexandria or whatever. Mm-hmm. What's the name of that library that we burned down?
Roblox.
Roblox is that library we burned down. Anyways, welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle. That's JPC. He's Chaos. That's Adel. He's nice. And I'm Aaron.
What's Aaron?
The one who's trying her best.
Aw. Is that why you're wearing a scarf today and dark sunglasses?
Yes. It's not because I'm hungover.
Let's describe for the audience. Aaron is wearing a headscarf, dark sunglasses. She's sitting in a 57 drop top convertible.
Mm-hmm.
Cherry red with the white inlay.
Oh no,
white wall
the
tires.
Wind took my scarf away.
She's got one of those like long cigarette holders, but it doesn't appear that she's got a cigarette for
it's
it.
It's a hot Cheeto that I put in there. Dude, that's my secret.
She's speeding down PNH1.
All Cheetos are hot when you light the end of it.
She's sitting next to, forget this guy's name, Joe Mantegna, the hot guy from Magic Mike. That's Joe Mantegna, right?
Joe Mantegna is, he's the big one from True Blood, right? Right?
Joe Maglitinglio. Aaron, you're sitting next to him.
Aaron, ask him his name.
No.
Aaron, just tap. Just
Aaron, just
no.
ask his name.
Aaron, work it organically
Hi.
Into the conversation.
I heard you're recently divorced.
Yes, me and Sophia Vera just divorced last year.
Anyways.
Joe, ask her name.
Heard you like
Joe,
D&D.
Just ask her name.
Do you
work it into the conversation, Joe? Figure out what her name is.
Your name is what?
My name is Aaron. You played D&D with the guys who did Game of Thrones, right?
That's right.
Can you ask them what the fuck happened there at the end?
Yes, I will. Let me turn to the table of guys. This is a week later. Hey,
Hey, Joe!
Hey!
Joey M.
If it isn't the guys from Game of Thrones. So what were we thinking?
The guys stopped writing books.
Wow.
When we had to do it ourselves, it was so hard.
2 weeks later, sitting in Aaron's bed, laying next to her. Sitting and laying. Hey, babe.
Yeah?
I talked to the Game of Thrones guys. It's because George R.R. Martin stopped writing the books.
Are you sure it's not just because they wanted to go work on Star Wars?
Listen, it could be. The last 2 weeks
this is
the
over.
Best 2 weeks of my
no,
life. Please,
no, this
I have a
is
ring.
Over.
I have a ring. Aaron, please.
I liked Alexander Skarsgård on True Blood better than you.
What about my gas station dance and Magic Mike XL?
I will be right back. I'm just going to grab us some snacks. Okay, this is actually a riddle podcast, if you can believe it.
Idiots.
If you can believe it, idiot. You know what I got nostalgic for yesterday?
Necco wafers?
Oh my God, Necco wafers! No, well, now that.
The Ford Taurus?
No. Oh my God, yes, that too.
Most
that
ubiquitous
well.
Cars.
Well, I was looking at the Hey Riddle Riddle Instagram because I was posting some Penguin baseball stuff. And I decided to scroll through and look through our Instagram. And it made me so nostalgic for the days where we used to record in person. And then at the end of the night, do those Patreon promo videos that were always so punchy and insane.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot all about those.
I know. Wasn't that so fun? Wasn't that so nice?
That was very
fun. I was doing some of something very similar where I was like going through our press photos to like send out for something else. And I was like, I don't think we have like a photo of the three of us together since like 2021. It's been like 3 years. There's like a lot of photos. I was like, oh, I can use these as press photos. And I'm like, wow, I have long hair in all of these photos.
Well, this is a great opportunity. We can ask our listeners. Next time we're all together in person, maybe we will get our photos professionally taken. What theming should we go with?
Ooh.
Should we all wear suits and top hats with monocles? Should it be an under the sea theme?
Magic Mike XXL.
Yes. Tell us what sort of vibe or theming we should do for the photo. We'll pick our favorites and then we'll have you vote.
Speaking of nostalgia, you know what I really, really wish still existed?
What's
Do you remember how you could go to like a Sears or a Walmart and they would just have a photo studio
They
there?
Still have those.
Sears Family Photo. They sell. Let's go there.
JCPenney has one, I think.
Yeah, but you'd have to find a JCPenney or a Sears. I mean, come on, where are we going to find one of these?
Underground. In this modern age? They've all gone underground.
They've all gone underground.
We go to a Sears family photo. We dress up as like 1960s kitschy, like cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Bolo ties.
I just want the person to pull down one of those like big background things that they had on those big, because that has to be digital now, right? There's no way that they have the big pull down backgrounds anymore.
You'd be surprised what JCPenney and Sears still does.
Yeah, it's just a fucking tumbleweeds pushing their way through the store, and like one old man being like, "Welcome to JCPenney, you can never leave."
It's like Hotel California.
Yeah, exactly. Just like Hotel California, there's an old guy there. I don't think I've been into a brick and mortar JCPenney in a long time. A long time.
I was just there.
Wow, Aaron,
Aaron, why?
I can tell you. And it's fun. It has something to do with our show.
Oh.
Arnie Parrott, when he was staying with me, needed a belt. And we had just eaten at Din Tai Fung. And then we walked into the mall in Glendale. Mm. And we bought him a belt at JCPenney.
Did he need a belt? Because at dinner at Din Tai Fung, his belt comically stretched out and blew up because the meal was so good. And then the waiter like shook his head knowingly and said, it points to a sign that says like no belt refunds or something like that.
I'm not trying to blow up his spot, but
I bet he was wearing like Renfair pantaloons and he's like, oh no.
Yeah, get him, Adel. Yeah. Get him. Kill him, Adel.
It wasn't a burn. It's just his occupation.
Go for the fucking throat. Go for the fucking throat.
He's fun. We picked a fun person to have be around.
Did he get a fun belt? I bet at JCPenney it's just like a boring ass, like, oh, business Monday through Friday belt.
Yeah, he got a business belt.
Yeah.
He's changed.
I went to a boot barn the last time I was in New Mexico, and they had cool ass big belt buckle, you know, flamboyant, very atrocious looking belts. And I was like, man, I both wanted to get one and knew that like the pain that that would cause me as it digs into my stomach would be like not worth ever wearing a belt like that.
There's so many stores in like especially Fort Worth and Dallas that are like, unless you're a college basketball coach, you don't wear any of these shirts or shoes or belt buckles. Like, it's insane. Some of the stuff, and it's all wildly expensive.
Dallas is very college basketball coach coded,
right?
Mm. Yeah. It's such a whole city of college basketball coaches.
Mm-hmm. And this is a riddle podcast.
Oh, yes. A riddle podcast. We must make. Tally-ho! Hey, okay. Well, look, that's the show. We all know about what the show is. We introduce ourselves. We say that it's a riddle podcast. 15 minutes goes by, and then we start the show. You know this?
You know the drill.
You've been here for 300 plus episodes. You know what fucking happens on the show. I'm up a puzzle. A puzzle.
Stroke. He's having a stroke, Aaron. Do you have any tiny Advil?
Let's see.
Shoot the Advil through the computer.
I got Necco wafers. You know, yesterday I was getting my hair cut and dyed by my hairdresser. Sort of why I go to her.
You dyed?
You dyed, Aaron?
Yeah, I dyed.
For getting your
10
haircut
minutes.
And I dyed?
I met God. That's why she's so pissed. Pale. We were talking about podcasts, and she clearly hasn't checked out any of my podcasts.
Clearly.
And she went, you know what drives me insane about podcasts is when they just like meander in chat for like 15 to 20 minutes up top as if anyone cares. And I was like, yeah, that sucks.
And she's like, I can't keep cutting your hair. The tears are ruining your hair.
This sounds like someone, a hairdresser who has a profession where she's regularly around a lot of people. 90% of the people that listen to podcasts, I'm the first voice they've heard today, okay? Or the last voice they hear at night. I have to tell someone good morning and good night every day, and it makes their day. So people love hearing about the time that I went to a boot barn and see the
I love hearing about it.
Okay,
riddles.
Fine. Okay, for Aaron's hairdresser, who doesn't even fucking listen anyway, here's some goddamn riddles. These are from Joshua from the year 2018.
How are we still in 2018 in your timeline?
I honestly thought about being like, guys, we are so close to being done with 2018 because we are in November of 2018, but we're not even that close. There's still There's still a ton more, and I only do Old Man Puzzles once every three episodes. So, I don't know. We got a lot more. What do you want?
That's good news.
Yeah, it's great news. And to the people that comment, JPC, you've had all these on the show before. I don't care. I don't even like the show. I'm like Aaron's hairdresser. I don't listen to this shit. All right, here they go. These are from Joshua. These are some wordplay riddles, okay? These are kind of like, I don't know, pun.
Jokes?
Not wordplay. It's not even a pun, but yeah.
Battle, I feel like you're going to be good at these.
Thank you so much.
You're Which welcome. Snake is a mathematician?
Oh, boy. Which snake is a mathematician?
This isn't really a joke as much as it is like a thing. Like, if you know about this snake, then you'll get the answer. It's like a type of snake.
Mensa snake?
Boa constrictor.
No, but
calculator snake.
Calculator snake. That would be such a funny. If there was such a thing as a calculator snake, but that wasn't the answer, that would be so awesome.
JBC, is it Vipythagorean?
No.
Pythagoras, yeah. Viper.
It's literally just the name of the snake. But I do think I've also heard it with like an adjective before it, like a color adjective before it.
My anaconda don't want
garden
one snake. And lets it.
Aaron, okay. We are at the point of the episode where Aaron has Googled types of snakes.
I did. I Googled wow. types of snakes. Garter snake, snake, copperhead. Racer, brown snake, rat snakes. What's a rat snake? I hate that. King cobra.
Ooh.
I do want to see a scene. Adel and I are going to be snakes. We are snakes that exist in a garden. Aaron, you are going to be trying to pass yourself off as a snake called a rat snake, and you are just a rat.
Hey, we're looking for food, buddy. Do you know which way we should go?
Yeah.
He didn't do that. He didn't do the long S thing.
Yeah.
Also, I'm not doing it.
We don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
It's kind of outdated.
Kind of outdated to do that.
Oh, I am. Sorry. My parents, my snake parents, are kind of old school. And we keep doing the long S in our family. Hey, quick question for the group, for the other snakes. Yeah. We still eating mice and rats?
Oh. Exclusively.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen these rats today, but they're eating a lot more human food, pizzas, burgers, hot dogs, and when you start to digest them whole,
I mean, we were on our way to try to find an apple to give to a woman, but if you know where we two snakes can find some delicious mice or rats, please let us know, my fine... Got a big in the torso friend with what appears to be a long snake tail in the back, but it's...
And front. No offense, you look like a rat with a piece of hose at the end and a piece of hose at the front.
That's hilarious. It's just because I ate a rat. But it was not in this yard. It was way down the block. Whoa, was it far away from where we currently are, the rat
that I ate.
That's
no problem. Just take us there. You probably have no problem moving like a snake would move, huh?
Of course not, but gentlemen, I'm full as can be, and it's time for a snake nap. And then I gotta shed my skin?
A snake nap? Hey, George, we call them snaps, right?
Yeah, we always have called them snaps. We're the snake boys. The rat ran away.
Can I read you some names of snakes that are disturbing to me?
I'd love for you to, and eventually to read the right one.
Blood python.
Wow, cool. Cool name.
That's upsetting. Milk snake, which sounds like a milkshake. Careful, don't order that at a diner, everybody.
Milkshakes are delicious, but milk snakes are venomous.
I have a lisp and my life is ruined.
10 most deadliest snakes. Do you know what are?
Snake's number one with a fang, right?
No, it's King Cobra's number one.
Really?
Then Black Mamba. Boom Slang. Saw-scaled Viper.
Black Mamba from Kill Bill.
Ooh, these are scary. I don't think I like snakes. Why don't they have arms?
Aaron, they would be 1,000 times worse if they had arms.
Can you imagine a snake holding you in a headlock while biting you?
Yeah. A snake with arms, Aaron, Google Wantee from D&D. Those are snakes with arms, and they're terrifying. It's a Y-U-A-N-T-I. That's essentially snakes with arms.
JBC, you idiot. Oh, no, you just gave us the answer. It's a 1T1000
It's a 1TI-86. D1000, I think, is a Terminator.
I take it all back.
He's
I don't
a calculator.
Like it. Like
if you're made of metal, you're a calculator. I'm sorry.
That's so funny to use a Terminator as a calculator.
Hold still.
I must find John Connor.
And
what's
you will.
Seven
and
times
you will.
Ten? I gotta place a bulk order of bagels. I just need to know what seven times ten
taxes
is.
Taxes are due tomorrow. Could you just sit down for a second?
JPC.
Oh, your deductions are absolutely fucked.
You think Arnold Schwarzenegger was a T-1000?
Well, he was a TI-86,
he was
right?
Like a TI-86. He was outdated. Outdated model.
I think all Terminators should have that voice, no matter... It's just like a manufacturing kink.
Have you seen this boy? That would get so confusing on the phone if they only used phones. Oh, so confusing. Okay, what snake is good at math?
Oh, it was calculator snake. Did someone say that?
Come on.
JPC, I Googled types of snakes, and I don't have the answer, and so I feel like I've done the work.
Okay, so it is an adder.
Oh, yes.
And that's how I say Addle's name with a lisp, and my life is absolutely fucked. All I want is to order a milk snake.
A milk snake with adder. Okay, that makes sense.
You've heard of an adder, right? I think I'm assuming an adder is a type of snake, right? Like an
asp.
Yeah,
there's like puff adders and all kinds of... Yeah.
Okay, here's your next one. This is again from Joshua. Why is sex in the woods so great?
Because you know you're not getting out of there alive.
Because the trees are watching.
Ooh, Aaron.
This is a pun of sorts. I guess not a pun. It's
wood.
You're feeling extra timber.
That's good.
Sex in the woods so great.
So, yeah, you're having sex in the woods, but you're not having sex outdoors, if that makes sense. You're in something. Not a cabin.
A tent.
Oh, because it's so intense.
Yes. It's sex in the woods is so great because it's fucking intense.
Mm.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's like how is a light beer like sex in a canoe? They're both fucking close to water.
Huh.
Yeah.
Ah. I do want to see a scene.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, what could it be?
Whoa, what?
Aaron and JPC, you two are camping. This is supposed to be like a romantic getaway, but you're both so exhausted from setting up your entire campsite and it's just really gross and there's bugs and you're trying to be romantic, but it's not working.
Okay. Well, that was an ordeal. Maybe I pour you a little bit of wine.
Yeah, we don't have cups though. Remember, I forgot to pack them.
Okay. And the wine is corked and we do not have a corkscrew. So why don't we throw a bottle of wine at a tree? No, that's nothing. That's not romantic.
Ah, man, babe, you are sweaty from setting up that tent.
I know. It's a, we had never done it before. So I didn't know. There's a lot of little, it's intricate parts. Does the tent look small for two people? I was told that this is a two-person tent.
Yeah, and the air mattress clearly has a hole in it. I can hear it. I can hear it leaking. That's fine.
Oh,
we can...
I have good news and bad news.
Oh.
That is not the air mattress leaking. That is a snake that is in there.
Oh, that is bad news. That's bad news.
Yeah, we'll be sleeping in the car, I think,
for
tonight.
Sure.
For sure.
God. Ooh, what's that on your face? No, seriously, what is that on your face? It's a spider, I think.
Oh my god. Ah, okay.
Oh, it bit you. I saw it bite you. And then it looked at me.
Maybe you can suck out the poison. No, that's actually just necessary. I think it's
I need you to suck
that out. okay, you know what? Let's get in the car. Okay. We can still redeem this.
Your face is swelling up.
You know, that's not the only thing that's swelling up. Actually, it is the only thing that's swelling up, but I do really want to at least try to, because this was supposed to be, it's, you know, our anniversary is supposed to be
let's
romantic.
Let's call it.
No, let's have sex.
No, we have to go to the hospital.
You can have sex at the hospital like when we were in college.
Scene.
Oh, man.
JPC, I looked it up. There was a tornado in Gurney Mills, where Six Flags was, and they found Looney Tunes characters spread across cornfields in five different states.
Addle, no.
Aaron, I wish this was fake.
Addle, no. It's awful.
They found the Tasmanian devil can fuck up a cornfield. I bet that guy's going to have a heyday.
Oh,
he is a tornado.
A heyday.
Oh, heyday.
Yeah.
They found Daffy Duck through a tree.
Oh, God.
It's a living. That's not something he would say.
He was dead through the tree, and he was holding a wooden board that said, "You realize this means war."
Oh, God. Bleak.
When is a boat like a heap of snow? When is a boat like a heap of snow?
When they're both.
These are just warm ups.
In a riverbank? When they're both. When is a boat like a heap of snow?
I don't know.
This is kind of akin to. When is a door not a door?
When it's a jar.
Yeah. So when is a boat like a heap of snow?
It's water.
When it's on the high seas, when it's...
What would you say if a boat was kind of just like aimlessly
drifting
through the water?
When it's drifting.
Drifting
in a bank. When it's...
No, like a jar.
Adrift.
Adrift. A boat is like a heap of snow when it's adrift.
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah, just fine. I mean, these are warm-ups, okay?
It's fine.
And this last one, Joshua included, I don't know how anyone would get this, but I'm intrigued to hear you guys try to solve it. Why is a beehive like a rotten potato? And keep in mind, this is impossible. This takes three levels of abstraction.
They were both popular for women to wear on their head in the 50s and 60s.
Okay, I don't got it. These next riddles are from Paul.
Can you imagine?
A beehive like a rotten potato.
There's three
levels to this one.
What does that mean?
I'll let you go for as long as you can, and then I'll give you the first level.
Baked potato.
Mm-mm. No,
mashed.
About the queen.
About the queen.
Beehive. Honey.
Honey.
No.
Baked potato.
Okay. Here's your
aluminum
first,
foil.
Here's your first level.
Okay.
A beehive is a bee holder.
It's all in the eye. And potatoes have eyes.
Okay.
Eyes of the beholder. It's all in the eye of the beholder.
We're getting closer. What's another word for a beholder? Someone who beholds something.
Could be anything.
I'm really walking you into it. So.
Yeah, what?
Observer.
This is more likely you would call yourself this if you're beholding like a big event. Like a spectator.
Oh, tater tots. Spectator tots.
Okay, so when is a beehive like a rotten potato? A beehive is a beholder. A beholder is a spectator. A spectator is a rotten potato.
Amazing.
Nobody move. Nobody breathe. Nobody move.
Nobody move.
Oh, boy. Okay, yeah, so that one, sorry. Look, hey, look, sorry. Joshua's just joshing us.
He Maybe does not listen anymore. I bet you $1 million he doesn't listen anymore.
When I read some of these emails, I'm like, were you just like a person who heard a couple of episodes and said, I'll send him an email? There's probably some not listeners anymore. But hey, I'll say that there's, and this is early. This is November of 2018. We had some people sending in some games that are like kind of riddles, but more are like games, and I really enjoyed that. And these come from Paul in D.C. So Paul in D.C. included two games. I like the second one better, so I'm going to save. I like the first one better, so I'm going to save that for second. And we're going to do the second game that Paul sent. So this one I think is warm-up territory. I think some of these are pretty easy to get, but I'm going to give you a list of things, and then you have to tell me what two categories both of these things fit into. Okay?
Okay.
So here's your first one.
Yeah.
Mustang, Bronco.
Cars and horses.
Mustang and Bronco, yes. The next one was going to be Beetle, but I think you pretty much got it. Cars and animals. That's the example one. Okay, so here's the next one. Wiener, hamburger, Frankfurter.
All, these are all things you can either eat or call somebody that you're bullying.
Dogs.
Wiener dog, hamburger
They're
dog.
All German.
Yeah.
German.
It's a very expensive breed.
Hamburger dog. Oh, God. Wiener, hamburger, Frankfurter, Manhattan, and Java.
Manhattan and Java are drinks.
Mm-hmm.
But what else?
Fruit.
They're also places. I mean,
Aaron, food. You got one of them. And Adel, you got the other one. Places. Food and places. These are all food
hamburger.
And places.
Oh, hamburger. Yes. I see.
Okay, here we go. Here's your next one.
Did you say hamburger?
I did say hamburger. And
Hamburg
I do think,
is a place.
Yeah, but I mean, if we're being honest, there's probably a city in the United States called Hamburger, Pennsylvania. Whatever.
That's fair.
This one is, I almost just gave you the two categories. That's the wrong way to play this game. All right. Bodyguard, Aviator.
These are all movies. These are all movies starring Whitney Houston and types of glasses. No. Okay.
Jobs and movies.
It's jobs and movies. It's jobs and movies. We got two into it and it was jobs and movies. I'm going to try to go faster.
Wait, what were the other two?
There's more. There's producer, taxi driver, wrestler, clerk, fighter, and critic.
Got it.
Okay. Here's your last one of these types. McDonald's, Wendy's, Papa John's, Jimmy John's.
Names and restaurants.
Names and restaurants, yes. like I said, I think that's a very fun game, but I think it's maybe a hard game to make challenging because I think all of those are pretty on the nose.
I'd like to see a scene. JPC, please. You are opening a restaurant and it's named after you. And Adel, you are his friend who thinks it's maybe not the best idea for him to use his name.
Whoa.
Wow. Thanks for being here, buddy. I mean, this is a huge day for me, man. A huge day for me.
Yeah, it's really coming along. I mean, this all looks great. And
coming along. This is kind of the soft opening is tonight. This is happening. This is real, man.
And you're set on the name, or this is like an opening day feature, or like it's changing. The name is changing.
Yeah, no, it's my restaurant. You know, I want everybody who comes into HR Blocks to know that like you're getting fine food. You're getting you know, Henry Rollins Blocks best cuisine. This is who I am. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look at this. It's all stainless steel in the kitchen. That's the one thing I said. Yeah. It has to be all stainless steel in the kitchen.
I mean, I think a lot of kitchens are stainless steel, right?
Yeah, but...
Am I crazy?
Yeah. No, yeah, but...
You don't see a lot of quartz counters.
You don't go into a lot of kitchens, though, right? A lot of restaurant kitchens? I mean, neither do I. Until I opened, you know, my own place. Yeah. Oh, and the menu. Oh, my God, the menu.
Yeah, it says tax return, double tax return...
Yeah, because you, basically...
Black Flag Burger.
The idea... thank you for both parts of my name. The idea behind it is kind of like food is supposed to like take a toll. You know, it takes a toll on you. We eat a lot of crap. It like taxes you. But we're like taking it back on tax. So it's like the tax burger is actually giving energy back to you.
Yeah, it also... I'm a little worried just because on the menu here, up on the marquee here... It does say the tax burger, it says your body only retains 68% and then the other 22% leaves out of your asshole. So it just gets
too
very
wordy.
Graphic, huh?
Too wordy up there? Is that too wordy?
Yeah, a little too wordy, a little too graphic. Also, I don't know if you know this, H&R Block, it's already a big business.
Oh my God, no, there's another restaurant?
It's not
there's another restaurant that's stealing my branding?
It's not another, Henry, it's not another restaurant.
Motherfuckers. I can't believe this. On my big night. Hey, thank you so much for telling me the truth. All of these glad handers, these yes men, they've only been telling me what I want to hear. But you're actually looking out for me. You know what?
Yeah.
It's late in the game, but you're such a good friend. I want to name my restaurant after you. Would that be okay?
I mean, if you can think of a fun way to name a restaurant after Billy Corgan... Billy Corgan's Silly Corridor.
Billy Corgan's Silly Corgis would be my dog rescue. But he's not interested in rescuing dogs, just making money from his one album 100 years ago.
There's more than one album.
No, there's more than one album.
Siamese Dream, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness.
Billy Corgan has a very young wife. All right, so these next riddles. Oh, wait. Those were the first half of Paul's riddles, but I remembered something very special that I wanted to do, which is take a break after we do the first half of Paul's riddles and come back for the next half. Yes. So we will be right back with more of Paul's riddles.
Riddle. wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people
I can
actually
see that.
Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay.
You gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's... are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like, $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil. Yeah, so she's not going
to
be.
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle. To pick the razor for you and use code Riddle, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code Riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned, or?
I don't quite know how it works. This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. You know what? All of this, trying to get Erin out of this ancient evil book that she's been sucked into has really drained me, Adel. And I think it's time for us to just take a little nap. And what better way to do it than on our Helix Sleep mattresses?
Oh, Helix Sleep is the saving grace in my life right now. I'm so stressed. I didn't think I'd be able to sleep. But because of my Helix Sleep mattress, I sleep like a baby, even though Erin's, you know, somewhere in the dark abyss of the book.
And we don't know. We don't know what's in the book. We just know that it's a book. We don't know that she doesn't have a Helix Sleep mattress in there. We don't know that inside of the book, you can't take the Helix Sleep quiz, which I did. Right. And I got matched with a Midnight Lux mattress, which is one of the best nights sleep I've ever had on this mattress. It's such a relaxing sleep. And we don't know that that's not what Erin's experiencing in the book that she got sucked into.
Yes, and we realize everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently. You know, Erin sleeps inside of a book. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I know me, Gemma, our cats, we all lay on this bed and we all just zonk. We're all just so comfortable.
Yeah. Plus, it's shipped straight to your door, free of charge, and you get a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Plus, models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night, and if there were to be a mattress that helps you sleep in the abyss of the book that you're trapped into, I think Helix would be a strong contender for making that mattress, which they don't currently, I do have to say.
Yeah, and we should say their sort of booklet that comes with the mattress, if you open that, you're totally fine. You're not going to, it's not going to put you in a new sort of...
The book that Erin got sucked into was over 100 years old. So yes, Helix hasn't been around as a company for that long. Not to knock them, but I mean, like a lot of companies haven't been around for over 100 years.
They're going to be. And that's
because they certainly will.
That's because they're doing such things as offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And don't touch 100-year-old books. All right, I did want to include also that Paul said in their message, sorry, I won't be in Chicago soon. Would love to check out your local shows. So it's been 6 years, Paul. Let us know. Did you ever come to Chicago?
Did we meet you?
There was a big chunk of it that was a pandemic where we weren't really doing local shows. So timing, huh? What a world. What a wild ride. Look where we are, Paul. Did you ever think we'd be here?
Does it say where Paul's from?
Paul, D.C., yeah.
Oh, D.C.
Well, Paul, we came to D.C. once.
We came to D.C. 2022? Wow,
maybe Paul saw us in D.C. Wow. Never came to check out a local show, but maybe Paul did check out a local show because it was local to Paul.
I do feel like live shows, we get X amount of fans who are like, hey, I sent you an email several years ago. He could have been one of those.
Anyone who really knows the show knows we're going to get to it. We will get to it. We have made it a commitment. Now, could we read a bunch of these on each episode? Yes. But then how would everyone know that I went to a boot barn once a couple of years ago? People need to know that stuff before they get to the email that they took time to send to us. Okay, so this is a game where it's like a Paul calls this before and afters. So you're going to fill in the blank. So I'm going to give you a word, a blank, a word, and then you have to fill in the commonality, the word that goes in the blank that makes a compound word from both of those words.
Got it.
Okay. So it's like a word sandwich. So the example is grizzly blank hug, and the answer would be?
Adams.
Grizzly bear hug.
Grizzly bear hug. Exactly. So another example would be flag blank vault.
Bank.
Flag bank. Bank vault.
Flag blank vault. Ship. Flag. Flag blank
ship vault.
No.
I
have no idea.
Okay, so in order to fly a flag, you need one of these.
Pole vault.
Pole vault. Okay.
There you go. Boom. Flag pole, pole vault. Boom goes the dynamite. Now, I truly think that you guys know how to play this game, so we can get into these, okay?
Kind of.
Aaron, you got one right already, and Adel, you both got the second one right.
You never know with me, though. I can be tricky. You can think I'm understanding what's going on, and I'm over here knowing nothing.
Aaron's playing the trick on herself.
The squirreliest of hosts.
Sign blank card. Sign blank card.
Sign blank card.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the game. Sign language. Sign.
Ooh, a language card.
Sign.
All cards are language cards if you think about it.
If you think about
sealed.
It.
Sealed.
Sign sealed card.
Here I am.
Sign sealed?
Birthday.
What's a sign sealed?
Sign blank birthday. Card.
Sign.
Index. Sign index. Sign.
Sign up.
Sign up card. Sign up card.
JPC, it's so easy to be smug when you have the answer right in front of you.
Yeah. Wait, you think I'm having a hard time doing this?
No.
He's smug even without the answer. Sign blank card. Credit. Sign. Aaron, you work on sign. I'll work on card. Credit
oh,
cards.
Oh, that's such
birthday
divide
cards.
And conquer.
Sign ups. Sign.
Okay.
This is
a type of this is a type of card that you would probably enjoy receiving.
Thank you.
Credit card.
Aaron, you're in the right direction.
Birthday
sympathy.
Card. Anniversary
birthday.
Card.
Anniversary.
Greeting
no.
card. Hallmark.
Maybe this is the type of card that you would consider giving like a friend while you were traveling.
Gift card. Amex.
Adel's like in a crowded marketplace, and he's like, you know what my friend would really love? One of these Amex gift cards.
calling?
Somebody who's traveling.
Yeah, someone who's traveling. I've sent these out while I'm traveling as well.
Oh, postcard. Signpost,
signpost.
Postcard.
Signpost, postcard. Signpost,
whatever.
Postcard.
Whatever.
Signpost is just not... If you gave me a... If you're like, what's a million words that go with sign? Signpost is probably a million and one.
I completely agree.
I feel like people don't say signpost anymore. We take the post for granted, right? We just say, hey, it's a sign. Yeah.
Yes.
And is a signpost... Does that imply that there's going to be multiple signs on the post? Or is every sign on a post?
This is
you know what I'm saying? Like one of those posts that says like, you know, the kingdom of Burgundy this way and merry old England this way. Like that's a sign post, right?
Sure.
I'd like to see a scene.
Please.
You two are two knights going down a path and you're coming upon one of those signposts and there's a clear good direction to go in and bad direction. And one of you is convinced you need to go in the wrong direction.
Whoa!
Sir Xavier, it seems there's direction up ahead. Let me get out my water here. Would you like some? That hits the spot.
Water?
Little
sir,
on the
my lord.
Ooh.
Sir, my lord, I never would deign to drink water what the peasants drink. No, I drink only the finest wine, which is why I'm so bad at riding my horse.
And so dehydrated.
All right.
Okay.
Now, we are to meet the king's army for the battle.
Yes.
So which direction shall we go?
Okay, let's take a look at the signs here.
Okay.
Looks like
squinting
hard.
Squinting hard.
Glasses haven't been invented yet.
Very drunk as well. Okay.
Okay, so it looks like one sign says Milwaukee.
Yes.
It seems innocuous enough.
Yes, I can't remember did the king say we're invading Milwaukee?
Can't recall. What does this other sign in the opposite direction say? Squinting.
Lake Michigan. So, let's think back to the briefing.
Yes, let's think back to the
2024. Yeah. The king is like, we're invading America. We're like, cool, we're into it, man. Where's our horses? Let's get on our horses.
It's time for England to take back their power.
We airdrop into here, which was really difficult on the horse. A couple of parachutes on each side.
Did I say glasses hadn't been invented yet?
I
am drunk. That wasn't water in my canteen. It's not even a canteen. It's a Stanley. Oh, I got one of those 80-ounce tumbler Stanleys.
Oh, my God. I love the straw. The straw is a game changer for my wine.
I've heard tell from the peasants in the village that there's a material inside the Stanley Cup that when you put it through the dishwasher, it could crack and, like, poison you?
Yes. Heavy metals. You're not supposed to drink heavy earth metals.
Oh, have you heard the new Metallica?
No! No spoilers! I haven't heard it.
It's called Saint Anger. There's a song that says, no. I'm totally in anger with you. It's very playful, but bad.
That cannot be the new... 2024, that cannot be the new Metallica.
Well, if I haven't heard it, it's new to me.
Oh, that's remember so
Friends?
True.
Remember Friends?
Sir, my lord. I'm beginning to think, first the glasses thing... No. Now Metallica, now Friends, I'm beginning to think that you are from a different age.
You found me out. The great wizard Merlin has brought me from 1997 all the way to, what year did you say this was? 3042 or something?
Wow. See?
I love somebody time traveling just a few years in the future.
From 97 to 2024, it'd still be quite a shock. I guess anytime you're traveling like 30 years, it's going to be quite a shock.
I'd just be like, where's all the Digimons? Nobody's playing with Digimons.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be like, what happened to the rest of the people from Destiny's Child? Why are we only talking about Beyonce?
Are they thriving?
Why are there no more Final Destinations? Guys, why are there no more Final Destinations?
Did that premise get played out? Guys, tell me the truth.
Please be honest.
But there's 10 saws, but we stopped doing Final Destination?
No, don't touch me. Don't touch me.
I'm inconsolable.
Okay, rocking play. Rocking blank play.
Chair. Rocking chair play.
Chair play.
And if things are getting tiresome in the bedroom, bring in a little chair play.
Chair play is what they did to James Bond in Casino Royale, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I
horse.
Love horse play.
Horse play is great.
Aaron, it's horse. It's horse
yeah,
play. Horse
baby.
Play. Horse and horse play. Cattle, blank, back.
Call.
It is call.
I do.
I was really hoping you would say got.
So based off cattle call and callback, I do want to see a scene. JPC, you are a cow director. You're casting a new film. Aaron, you are a cow actor, and you have a callback. This is your callback.
Oh, thank you so much. We'll be in touch next.
Me, my, ma, mo, mo, moo, wink.
Yay!
Okay. Your cinnamon?
The very same.
Okay. Cinnamon, we loved what we saw the first time that we saw you. You are more than we could have ever hoped for. Kidding, a little joke. I do it for all of the people in the callback. Cinnamon, it's a pretty simple scene. We're going to have you reading with Larry. Larry is a horse, but of course he's just a PA, so it's going to be a cow in the final script. And this is kind of just... the big culmination scene where you finally are ready to express your feelings to Larry. And I'm not going to say action. I've already kind of done their setup, and there's no cameras here, so.
I think I'm ready to move in together.
No improvising.
Oh, shoot.
Okay. Well, I won't say no improvising, but let's try to hit at least the first line.
I have to tell you, I'm in love with you. Okay.
Okay, but yeah, no, that was involuntary, I believe. Larry, just try to skip. Larry doesn't really have any lines in this scene. It's more like, you've seen, what's the movie with the guy with the signs, it's Christmas and he's doing the signs to the woman. It's pretty inappropriate because, like,
Godfather?
Is it Godfather? Now I think it might be. Yeah, the husband's home and he's doing the signs and it's like Christmas and it's like, this is why I love you. And it's like, he shouldn't be saying it to the woman. It's completely inappropriate. It's Godfather, I think, is the movie.
Yeah, okay, we'll try. I'll try again.
Yeah, try it again.
I think I'm in love with you and I think we should move in together. And I know it's Christmas, and Christmas is a time where you should tell people how you feel. So in case I only get to say it once, I love you.
Cut.
What?
Cut. I'm sorry. You're Cinnamon, you're perfect. Gene, did we get drunk, watch Godfather, and just write Godfather? Is that what happened? Gene, is that what happened? You're the script supervisor.
I think so.
Ugh, never have a pig as your script supervisor.
Same.
I'm sick of all these yes pigs.
And then the horse gets into a car, and the horse says, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then the horse starts the car, and the car blows up.
Potty blank wind.
Mm-hmm. Train?
That's a great one. Potty train.
Train wind.
Zephyr? Train wind would be a
it's
Zephyr.
It's not train.
Okay. Great word, Zephyr, I will say.
Yeah.
Potty blank train. Potty mouth.
Mouth wind would be like an echo.
Mm-hmm.
It's not potty mouth.
Two tickets for the mouth train, please. Potty blank mouth. Smash.
No.
Okay. I guess I'm pooping wrong. Potty blanks.
He did the smash. He did the potty smash.
Potty.
This is hard. One of these mm-hmm. it would be a way that you to say someone farted.
Break.
It is potty break and break wind, Aaron. Correct.
Oh, I was thinking train. Whoops, I switched.
Potty train. Shooting blank light.
Blanks.
Star.
Star. It is star. I feel like shooting star really does lead you right there. Shooting leads us to star. First blank perfect.
First kiss?
Place. First.
Love.
No.
Picture. First.
Aaron, I'm going to change this.
What?
Oh, yes. I'm going to change this. Here we go. Fever okay. blank perfect.
Dream. Fever.
Pitch.
It's pitch.
Pitch. Wow.
It's two movies. It's fever pitch perfect.
I'm in heaven.
Fast blank game.
Furious. Fast video. Fast forward.
Mm.
Fast blank game.
Mm-hmm. Fast board. Fast.
No. Think about what month it is.
April.
Fast showers.
Uh-huh. What happens in April on the Patreon?
Penguin. Baseball. Fast penguin
fastball
game.
It's ball. It's fastball game. Fast penguin game. Fast penguin game. Fast penguin game.
Penguins can't throw balls fast. That's not
Alec, is my buzzer not working? I'm saying fast penguin game.
Aaron,
and we're
disgusting.
Taking points away.
Did you just hear what Aaron said?
I did. I'm trying not to hear what Aaron said because I'm trying to, like, my therapist told me I just need to, like, block the hate from my heart.
Is that why you're not returning my calls? Pick up the phone, JPC.
Goes right to my hate mail. Okay. Flat blank out.
Peace.
Flat Bush. Blank out.
White. Get. Flat white. White
wow.
out.
Aaron, that works. Mm. You get it. Aaron gets it. It wasn't the answer, but it works. A flat white and a white out. The answer was tire, but Aaron got it.
Huh.
Some of these, I was like, there are probably multiple answers, and I was really looking forward to you guys finding an answer that wasn't the one that was written down. Aaron? Yeah. 100 bonus points to you.
Oh, my God. What does that do? What does it get me?
What does it activate?
Why are you backing up?
Yeah, no,
where
I
are
just
going?
Gotta, I just have to, I have a door.
JPC.
I just have to look through.
Where are you going?
Oh, my God.
You just gave me points.
Yeah, the guy on the other end of the door needs my help, so I got to go through the door.
What are you doing?
It's just a mirror. There's a mirror in the other side.
Yeah, it's a mirror. Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah, it's a mirror. Yeah, you're going to be looking.
You're trying to climb through a mirror. You're going to get hurt.
Okay, so I was trying to climb through a mirror because I didn't want to have to say what it was to give the points to Aaron because it's nothing. There's nothing for the points, so I tried to climb through a mirror.
Oh, just say that.
Just say I tried to climb through a mirror because I wanted to give Aaron points and there was nothing for the points?
Do you know how much time Lewis Carroll could have saved if he just said that? If he just said the points do nothing instead of writing an entire children's literary world.
Oh my God, it could have been an email.
Lewis Carroll, you idiot mathematician.
Idiot. Fucking moron.
Fucking
just an
adder.
Email next time, Lewis Carroll. Okay, here we go. Out blank one. Out blank one. This one's hard.
Out blank one.
Wit. Outshine. Out last.
Last.
Last one.
Last of us.
Out last one. I mean,
out back.
Steakhouse. That kind of works because this, yeah.
Outback Steakhouse.
Outback Steakhouse.
Bloomin'
Onion.
JPC.
This one's, I don't love this one. This one is, the answer is number.
Do we think Lewis Carroll was a Terminator?
Lewis Carroll is a perfect anagram for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wait, what did you say the answer was?
Number. Outnumber and number one. But number one, I'm like, number. that doesn't feel like super like a phrase. That no. just
it does. We're number one. Number one dad, number one boss.
Yeah, I guess so. It's marginal. It's marginal.
Out blank. What was it? Out blank.
Out blank one.
One. Okay.
Yeah.
Out blank. Air Force One.
Okay, I'm skipping this next house? One because I think that this one... All right, I'll give it to you, and then, but I'm going to give you the answer real quick.
Okay.
Wrong blank line.
Wrong blank line. Whose?
The answer is number. What's a number line?
Number I don't line? Know.
Wrong number, number line.
Number line?
Number line.
Number line? Line. That's number line.
Number line? I don't know what
okay,
number line
Okay,
is.
Fuck that one.
I tried to start one at a wedding recently, and everyone stared at me, and I said... Come on. And then somebody else started a conga line, and that was way
That's
more popular.
It.
Yeah, that was way more popular.
7, 14, 46, and 31, 19.
Oh, everyone's in the conga line instead. Next, no one wants to play with me.
Next wedding that we are invited to, we will be starting a number line.
And that's a threat.
And that's a threat.
We'll ruin your wedding. Ground blank steak.
Keeper. Ground beef.
Meat.
It's beef. It's beef. It's ground beef steak. It's ground beef steak. Okay. Well, I actually like this one. Hip blank scotch. This one's fun.
Hooray.
Hop. Hooray, scotch. Hooray, hop, scotch.
Hop.
My dad hip, hop, every hop, fucking scotch. Night.
Hip hop hop scotch.
I said a hip hop, the hop scotch.
It's a hip hop scotch. It's a hip hop scotch.
If you, ooh, a hoppy scotch, that sounds awful.
God.
Skunky okay. scotch.
Yeah, I do want to see a scene then. We're going to see a scene. I have invited you guys into my new distillery for some of my tastings, and you guys are my friends, and you're trying to be nice with what your opinions of my new distillery.
Just treat us like we're regular customers. I want the full experience.
Yeah, give okay. us a tour. Give us a rundown.
We are in the aging room. That's kind of where we kind of start off. Everything is barrel aged in oak barrels. For 10 to 15 minutes before, you know, we bottle it and then we pour it. So you guys ready to take a little flavor train?
Absolutely.
Hey,
Gladys.
Yeah, what's up?
Did you notice in the aging room there's a portrait of Mark that's super old?
Yeah, I saw that.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't want to ask about it.
Like an AI picture? Like, what would I look like when I'm 90? What is that?
He always accuses us of dashing his dream, so I'm just
always.
Trying to avoid that.
Okay, here
okay,
we go.
Hey.
This
hey.
Is the first. This is the first kind of flight. And here's my thought process here.
Mm-hmm.
What if there was a type of scotch, which we all love scotch, right? That hydrated you like water. Give it a taste.
Interesting.
Give it a taste.
Oh, is this Gatorade with Tabasco in it? Oh,
if it is that bad or that'd be good? Because it's like. For scotch, I feel like the flavor is Tabasco. And, like, Gatorade hydrates you better than water, according to their marketing. So,
mm-hmm. huh? It's yum-yum mm-hmm. good, I will say that much. Yum-yum good.
Zero proof.
So no alcohol.
Wait.
Yeah, so basically anybody, kids could drink this.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, I see a lot of under 18s in the place here.
Yeah, a lot of stuff in here is stuff that kids can drink. But this is an adult drink, okay? This is whiskey. I know we all love a whiskey.
Oh, great. And what's the portrait of Dorian Gray about? What's the one where someone's soul goes into a painting? I'm just asking a random question. This has nothing to do with anything I saw today.
If you're going to ask me about movies, I'm so unfamiliar with most movies, but I know the porn versions really well, but I don't know that one.
What was the porn version? Was a... picture of Dorian's blade.
Come on, Adel, you've been, yeah, there you go. You've been training your whole life for this.
Oh, yes. Picture of Dorian's blade. Yeah, and, that's the one where that the
Well, we all can use our brains and our imagination to know what happens.
Scene.
I don't need to say it.
Been training my whole... I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Poor names.
Okay, so... okay, so Paul and DC also included some harder ones. There's only two. Okay. And so I wanted to get to these before we end with these riddles. So these, the last ones were word, blank, word. These are going to be word, blank, word, blank, word.
Wow, before and after.
It's a before and after. But the two blanks that you're looking for are also a compound word.
Whoa.
Yes. So yeah, so this one would may be tricky, but we'll do it.
Is there an example one or no?
There's not an example.
I guess we don't need it.
Yeah. You know how the game is played.
Yeah.
Dog, blank. Party blank maker.
Fight.
Dog whistle. Dog pound.
Dog blank. Party blank maker.
Hat.
Dog blank party surprise. Dog surprise. Dog surprise.
Dogs pound.
Is that something? Dog
pound
dog
party.
Surprise.
Anybody?
It's not a pound party. No, it's not a pound.
Why
party.
Why not?
Pound party.
Dog blank blank party.
Dog
blank.
House party. Dog house. House party.
Aaron, house. You got house. Aaron got house.
What was the third word?
Dog, house, party, blank, maker.
Home.
It's not home. House, home.
Party city. City,
party
blank,
city?
Maker.
Party
maker.
Hat.
Party... City maker. And remember, the compound word starts with house, too. The two blanks also make another word.
Household. House.
So... Party blank maker,
mm-hmm.
And that blank also goes with house.
Mm.
Arrest. House.
No.
House.
No, it's strangely not that.
Hmm.
Sit.
Dog. House. Broken.
Mm-hmm. House broken. Not broken. House. A broken maker.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay. So.
I think without a pen and paper, this is a bit tricky.
Aaron.
Yeah.
One of these is something that you've certainly owned. And one of these is something that I've certainly owned. Interesting.
Some sort of dog thing.
No.
No. Oh.
Dog?
An air fryer.
A party air fryer.
You put donuts in there, ice cream.
Aaron, I'm also going to give you this hint. Think clothing.
Hat. Party.
Dress.
Per sweater.
Aaron, it is dress.
Oh, dress.
It is dog maker. House party dress maker, and the two words that go together are house dress. House dress.
What's a house dress?
Just a lot of terms that I'm not, don't think about in a yearly or decade basis.
Yeah. I think like a house dress is kind of like a muumuu. Like it's like a one piece comfortable wear around the house dress.
Okay. I bought one
at some point during the pandemic. So I was like, why not? Why wear sweatpants when you could just wear a fucking dress around your house?
Hell yeah.
That's the move. But the material was not for the summer. It was too thick. That's the hard part about buying dresses online is you just never know what kind of, is this going to be like a really thick material? Come on.
It's a roll of the dice every time.
It's a real roll of the dice. Okay, one more. Here we go. Down blank, C blank, ski.
Down
blank.
Down periscope,
blank,
down
ski.
Under.
Adel?
Down under.
You got the first one. Yeah.
And then under ski?
Under C.
Under
down
C.
Blank, C blank ski. Ski is the last
okay.
one.
Okay.
Après.
Under C. And then, sorry, the C and ski.
Yes.
C slope.
C blank ski.
C. What goes before ski?
What goes before ski?
I before ski.
We drank, brother.
Uh oh, no, don't do that.
Yeah, we crash. Crash your skis.
What was before ski?
I can't think of any word that would go before
jet.
Ski.
Jet ski. Mitski.
It's Mitski, yes.
See mit?
All right, jet ski, you're on Horse. The right path with jet Horse. Ski, but you didn't get jet.
Water skis, seawater skis.
Adel?
Oh, seawater, water skis.
Yes,
water
and the operative
skis.
Word in the middle is underwater. Underwater. Mm. Down, under, sea, water, ski. These are great. The ones with two blanks in them are a real mind fuck. Which
I bet
I enjoy.
There's so many listeners who are just like, ah, you idiots, it's this. And they're right. But when you're in it, when you're on Jeopardy, the words aren't coming.
And there's not that many listeners. What, at most, what? A couple, like dozen thousand people think you're a fucking loser?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say. That's not the worst thing in the world. Oh, 20,000 people think I'm dumb. Yeah? What else you got? hey, speaking of what else do we have? We actually have some show news to announce. We have a live show. It's in Chicago, Thursday, July 25th. We're going back to Lincoln Hall. It's an 8 p.m. show. You can get tickets right now, heyriddleriddle.com/live. And if you don't live in Chicago and you still want to see us live, you can go to heyriddleriddle.com/request and request that we do a live show in your city. This has been open for a couple of weeks, and we have hundreds of requests, and we're actually using this to look at some live shows in the future. So if you want Hey Riddle Riddle to come to your town, your city, or hell, your country, please go on that heyriddleriddle.com/request and request that we come out to you. Adel, is there anything that you got for the people out there?
I got a lot to say about something going on our Patreon called Penguin Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
We've taught these birds to play baseball, some of them. Some of them can't learn. But if you go to our Patreon all month long, there is Penguin Baseball content. We have a Penguin Baseball League draft. We have, what else? We got a lot. I don't know what's come out and what hasn't, but check it out. You're going to want to listen.
The last one is coming out this week, is our very last episode of April of the Penguins.
And you should listen to these quick before they unionize and ruin it.
We also have merch for all of the teams and also an overall league logo. So you can go to TeePublic, I want to say /HeyRiddleRiddle, and find...
You can always just tell people to click the link in the episode description.
Click the link in the episode description.
You don't have to remember links ever.
Do that. Do the just easy
click
peasy.
Link.
Click the link. Find some merch. Grab some merch. So check out our Patreon and specifically Penguin Baseball over there. Aaron, do you have anything to plug or promote?
Yeah, check out Sitcom D&D if you want. The 100th episode is coming up, and that's a special episode.
Ooh.
So be a nice time to check it out or give it a second chance.
Congrats,
BBC,
Aaron.
Do you have a show to review? Or No.
Yeah, I'll review a show.
No, that's not what I meant.
First of all, I'll review a show. Shogun. Pretty good. Next, I will read a review.
So good. Pretty good.
If you want
to
send a 5-star review, you leave us a 5-star review. I might pick it. Hey, today I picked one from, Eliyahu Yaakov.
Hey, JPC.
Uh-huh.
Do you mind reading the review in the voice of, I want to say, John Blackthorne from Shogun?
You mean Mr.
Cosmos.
What's the guy's name? Cosmo Jarvis.
Please.
The guy's name is Cosmo Jarvis. Okay, yeah, I'll give it my best, Cosmo Jarvis. Oh boy, it's to do this on the fly. Please read this now. No, I can't. Adel, you give it to me. I know you got a Cosmo Jarvis.
I sailed
John Blackthorne.
I sailed all over the world, only to come here and find that the people in these islands, the Japans, do not
the islands of the
have
Japans.
A taste for me. They're rude.
I'm John Blackthorne.
I'm John Blackthorne. I need my ship, my men, to sail back to England for the crown.
That man's name is Cosmo Jarvis. Cosmo, come on the show.
Tell us why that name is yours. You sound like Daniel Day-Lewis in There Will Be Blood.
He kind of has a Daniel Day-Lewis like voice to him.
It's like Daniel Day-Lewis and Tom Hardy had a baby.
Yeah.
Please read this now. Wow, what a podcast. I can't understand anything that's going on here. I'm honestly baffled.
Okay, thank you. So if you want to submit a 5-star review,
I drink your milk, Snake.
Aaron, say it.
Do I have to? Jupiter. Goodbye.
Bye forever.
Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish in the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Nemoris.
Hey, Hey there, road warriors and cool birds. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. Penguin Baseball League April of the Penguins continues, and this time we are answering all of your questions on a PBL chatterbox. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month, or start your 7-day free trial, or the Review Crew for $8 a month. Plus, you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.